at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about major breakups in U.S. history and perfect examples of it. And basically, in light of what's going on yesterday between President Trump and Elon Musk. But let's pick it up right where we left off, sir.
So here we are in Kansas. Are we going to accept the Lecompton Constitution, which Northerners, Republicans, and even Northern Democrats said it's fraudulent? Or are we going to accept the one from Topeka? And so basically, Frederick Douglass, the Democrats, says, no, no, even though I'm a Democrat, what was going on in Lecompton was fraudulent. But James Buchanan, the Democratic president from Pennsylvania, Northern man, but with Southern sentiments, he says accept it. So there was a split, and they became political adversaries. And now that split between, and that was a big deal, because that split between Buchanan and Douglas eventually by 1860 caused a split in the Democratic Party. So that when the Democrats nominated Douglas to be president, Buchanan wanted no more of the presidency. Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to be president. It's hard to call his presidency a success by any definition. He didn't want to run. But then the Southern Democrats said, we're not going to fly under the flag of Stephen Douglas. And they had a split, and they nominated Breckinridge from Kentucky to be their presidential candidate. And then another split, the Constitutional Union Party, with a guy named Bell, he ran for president. So you had four different people running for president, which split the vote, especially the Northern Democrats and the Southern Democrats were split. Lincoln won the presidency with only getting 40% of the popular vote. Now, he did get a strong electoral majority, but not popular. So that split between Buchanan, that breakup between Buchanan and Douglas, helped contribute to the split in the Democratic Party, which led to the election of Abraham Lincoln, which led to Southern states seceding, which led to the Civil War, which led to the Emancipation Proclamation, which led to the defeat of the Confederate armies, which also led to the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment.
Abolishment of slavery in our country.
Right. Yes. And so it was a big deal. Split-ups can matter. They can matter. Let me give you one more. Not as big, but it's similar. Teddy Roosevelt became the 25th president of the United States when McKinley was assassinated. And he served part of McKinley's term, and then he was elected in his own right in 1908. And he said early in his administration, I'm only going to serve one term. I'm not going to serve another. So when 1912 came by, I think he regretted saying he wouldn't run again. But he didn't run again. And he, William Howard Taft, he endorsed to be the president. And Taft really had an eye. He just wanted to be a judge. But he became president, and Taft was more of a traditional, a little bit more a conservative Republican, whereas Roosevelt was a progressive Republican. And there wasn't a ton of difference between Roosevelt and Wilson. They were, even though different parties, they were both progressives. And a lot of progressive ideas. That whole era there in the early 20th century is known as the progressive era of American history. But Teddy Roosevelt goes off to, while Taft is president, goes off to Africa. He's in a safari. He keeps himself in the in the news. And in 1912, he announces he's going to run for the presidential nomination as a Republican. In 1912, he battles this out with Taft. Now, Taft gets the stalwarts. They weren't called stalwarts. That's a term, I think, earlier in Republican American history. But anyway, he gets the more traditional Republicans vote for Taft, and the more progressive ones vote for Teddy Roosevelt. Taft wins the nomination. But then immediately, Teddy Roosevelt says, I'm going to run as an independent. I feel as strong as a bull moose. And that the independent party there became known as the Bull Moose Party. So the Republican Party was split in 1912. And because of that tiff between Roosevelt and Taft, the Republican Party split, the Republican vote was split, and that led to the election in 1912 of Woodrow Wilson, the Democrat.
Okay, that's how that went down. Because I never understood the reason why. From my history lessons and what I was taught, I did not understand that tiff between Taft and Roosevelt was the main reason that caused the vote to be split. I didn't realize that.
And there were some real policy differences, but there's no separating policy from personal things. Every person that, especially at that level, how many people ever running? Listen, a guy's running for president of the United States. Yeah, you stand up in front of people and say, I should be your next president. I mean, what kind of ego does that take? To say it, to believe it. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever. It takes an awful lot of gall to say, follow me. You know, I mean,
let me lead the country.
Yes, let me control the nuclear button. Yeah. I can do this, that, and other. I mean, I could not. I can't remember where I put my coffee in the morning. I'm quite confident. You probably wouldn't want me controlling the nuclear button. That's ego. And anytime there's a split up, whether you're talking about Jefferson and Adams, Buchanan and Douglas, or Roosevelt and Taft, mixed into the policy, there's always an element of ego. It just is. It's just for human beings. And by the way, I was reading the book of Judges, and you read in Judges of the Bible and Chronicles, and there was coup d'etats here and jealousy there, and it's a part of the human condition. It's the way it is. Organizations start, political parties start, people vie for power because. And then one loses, and the other one gets mad. I was at a Republican Party in Michigan at a convention once. I won't mention the names, but when the person running for Attorney General didn't get it, man, that person was upset. I mean, if you're at the Republican convention, you know, it's kind of decided right there at the convention. And then, then at the end, we're all going to get behind the party's nominee. This person had to really force themselves to, yay, vote for so-and-so. And they thought, man, I would have been the better candidate. And I think they were probably right. Don't ask me for details because I wouldn't give them to you. But that's just the way it is. I mean, it's really, especially at a state level, right on the same day that you just lost a very close nominating process, and then you got to get up there 30 minutes later and rally the crowd around the guy that just defeated you. That's a rather difficult task to perform. And there's hard feelings because you're a human being. On the presidential level, it's not so difficult because you've known for a few weeks and months, hey, I lost. Now I'm going to go to the convention. I'm going to rally behind the nominee. You know, by the way, I know you remember this. When Ted Cruz, when he wouldn't rally behind Trump in 2016 at the Republican nomination, I said, man, that's pretty small of you there, Senator Cruz, for you to do that.
I was at the convention on the convention floor, and when Ted Cruz spoke and did not fully embrace and endorse Trump, he was actually booed on the convention floor.
Yes, I was.
Were you there, or did you watch it on TV?
No, I watched it on TV. And here's the deal, man. You're part of the party. I say right. this no matter if my man makes it or my man doesn't make it. Parties collapse when you split. Just ask Stephen Douglas that, or just ask William Howard Taft that. When parties split, the other side usually benefits from it. So now, on that point,
before we get into wrapping it up on that point about Trump and Musk, I want to get your take on the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, running as an independent, even though everybody knows he's a full-blown Democrat. Do you think that same split in the Democrat primary is going to cause the Republican governor candidate to win in November?
Possibly. However, we can write this down as I'm a prophet. Duggan will move to the middle. You can write it down. He will not portray himself as a leftist. And I don't think he is a leftist, to tell you the truth. He is a moderate Democrat.
But on that point, he is pushing rank choice voting. He's even talking about putting it on the ballot. We even got some, I think, misinformed, misengaged, supposedly Republicans supporting ranked choice voting. I can't buy into that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, I don't like that either. Nevertheless, he is not as radical as Governor Whitmer or Attorney General Dana Nessel or Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. That I don't know how anybody can deny that. He's not with
sure.
them.
Yeah,
he's not. He's not
it.
That liberal. So he's going to run to the middle, and we'll see what happens. I don't know that, but he is a pretty good politician. Look at him, and he was elected mayor of Detroit for how many terms, and he is a reasonable politician. I didn't say I'm voting for him. Just trying to look at it objectively.
No, I understand. But yeah. So you're thinking though that he may not split the vote between the Democrats and cause the Republican to automatically win the governorship next year.
Correct. And that's not his intent. His intent is to win. He wants to win. This is not just a game with him.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Final segment discussion about major breakups. We're going to talk about Trump and Elon Musk in the next segment. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion today. So let's go ahead and get your perspective of this man bromance breakup between Elon Musk and Donald Trump that took place on social media yesterday. What's your thoughts, sir? What's your takeaway?
Giant egos. Yeah, there's some disagreements on policy and one gigantic bill and so on and so forth. Okay, fine. But egos. I mean, Elon Musk, and I kind of thought this, look, he's rich, he's smart, he's a businessman, he's in charge. Well, yeah, but you're not in charge of the country. And President Trump, he's in charge. President Trump is the type of guy that if you're on his team, man, you're on his team. You're on his team. I mean, anybody that would team up with President Trump, you better make up your mind. He's the boss, and I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to work within that framework.
Yeah, now I think where it started to break down was Elon Musk attacking this big, beautiful bill that Trump absolutely needs to get done, passed barely by one vote in the House. Now it's to the Senate, and coming out and saying that tariffs, you know, are going to cause, you know, a major recession later half of this year. I mean, he started attacking Donald Trump's policies, and that's where Donald Trump lost it.
Right. And President Trump is, he gets it. He gets it now. So I don't like this parts of this bill. Well, listen, that's what happens in legislation. I mean, but when the president, the leader of the Republican Party, the man that's taking us in the right direction, says this is a beautiful bill. Now, under his breath, he might be thinking, this is as good as we could get. Get on board. Keep your mouth closed and get on board.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's probably it's what we could do. That's what let's stay on board. Oh, it's a beautiful bill. This does remind me of this, and you've heard me say this. When they finished writing the Constitution in 1787, they all said, "Look, when we leave this room, we're all promoting the ratification of the Constitution. We know that there are different parts of this Constitution that we disagree with, but we're not going to go out there and start criticizing it." Because if we do that, it'll never be ratified by the states. And so, right. You know, maybe Elon Musk doesn't understand that. Hey, this is a political process. Hey, we got to stay on board here. And just, we got to sell it. It may not be perfect. You can yell at the president in private, maybe. Say, hey, I don't like this, that, and the other. Okay. But listen, that's legislation. That's the way it's always been. It's the way it is. And maybe he doesn't understand that. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Well, I think that Donald Trump and Mike Johnson and even Senator Thune, the majority leader, realize that this is, first of all, something that needs to be done as the way the type of bill it is. You know, this isn't permanent. This isn't where it stops. There's other ways to continue some of the cuts and some of the not ways of spending the money that's going to save, you know, the spending cuts that Musk put together under Doge. They're coming, but you just can't do it in this type of reconciliation bill. It's just not the way to do it. It's not the process.
Right. Right. And you got to respect that.
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands that, though, Pastor Chatfield. I really don't.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Well, it's going to be interesting. What do you think? The marketing person in me says Elon Musk did this to get back in good graces with the liberal media and to get people buying his Tesla electric vehicles again. I think he's trying to save his company. I think he's trying to get his stock back up is what he's trying to do.
Possibly. And, you know, possibly President Trump, I don't know I know less about this than anybody, but I'll throw this out there. It may be that President Trump and Elon Musk, this is all choreographed. You're going to attack me there, Elon. You're going to attack me harsh, and then that'll help your business, but we're still working in the same direction.
Absolutely. I thought of that 100%. Elon Musk is smart enough. Trump is smart enough. Let's play the media. Let's get your company back up strong. Let's get your stock back up there. And then maybe you can sell the company or do whatever you want with it. So, yeah, good. I was thinking the same thing. I'll let you wrap it up here last minute and a half.
It's a part of the human condition, breakups. It's just the way it is. It is, and there's. I gave you four illustrations of that in history: Stalin, Trotsky, Adams, Jefferson, Buchanan, Douglas, Roosevelt, Taft. It is the way it is. There's others. After the death of FDR, the son of FDR kind of turned against Truman, and Truman never had any use for FDR's son, and there was a breach there between Truman and FDR's family. It is the way it is. Breaches happen. There's a breach between the Kennedys and John F. Kennedy, or RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Right.
There's
now.
Breaches. There's argument. Yeah. There's splits right now. It's what happens.
Yeah.
We hate it, but that's the way it is. That's human. That's what happens. But sometimes things will calm down later and you can go to family reunion maybe and have a good time. You know, hopefully.
We'll see. Well, you enjoy getting your diploma tonight, your celebration with the kids, and your reunion tomorrow. You have a good time and safe travels back. Sunday, we'll be carrying you live on the radio.
Right. I'll be getting back late Sunday morning, or early Sunday morning, but I'll be there. Yes, indeed.
Okay, very good, sir. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, make sure you wish Betty, happy anniversary for us, and we greatly appreciate it. We'll see you on the radio on Sunday, sir.
Very good. Look forward to it.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin...